Because you kind of whatever that sense, like certain jam band, like whatever that sound might be, pop punk band, you're a hardcore punk band,
yeah,
you're a metal band, you're a hardcore band,
like it all,
yeah, like just like it all, just like we like it all, so we just make it all
down that road. I like the answer. I think that's important.
I love
that's how I like hopefully pitchfork is.
I love
that's how I like hopefully comment on pitchfork and I
raise a tier
made comment
market
pitchfork and I
may like
really see it or not.
I had to like really
see realistic
or not,
like pitchfork because it
has
so realistic
selling pitchfork
reviews that
are like that
would just
give
terrible rating reviews
that are like
that
where
they
just give terrible rating
for like what
comment on
that, like
you know, you're not the first
artist to
comment on that, like Halsey said
they should
come out of
and like
Phineas
basically never
knew
about
and
like
Phineas
like
never
knew
about
was it something
that
you
did like
album record
was
bad,
was
it something
that
you
just did
like
comments about your
music
magazine like
or music
sites
kind of
music magazines
their opinions
sites
are
I guess like
their opinions
are
opinion
but for like
just grab
an
view
not
right.
Opinion but for like
the
grab
we kind of went into
right.
That as a joke we kind of not into that as
like
a joke.
Really joking like we
but not
I think
we were really
hopeful
really joking
didn't hear
it
for
didn't I think we were really hopeful
that
they didn't hear it
so
they didn't
crash.
That was kind of the end of the
yeah
I think that was kind of the end of the
are
yeah
criminally
for sure
serious
we just
like
so like we just like
really on serious
and sometimes
just
like
thinking about
sometimes
and like
thinking about
just kind of like
a weird vibe
here
that's just
kind
of like a weird vibe
thinking about
someone's
yeah you know what I mean
maybe
thinking about
someone
like yeah
you or
not even just a fan of music but like some
weird
calls
just a weird
critic
to
be like that's
just a weird thing to be the more
I think about it.
I have done a lot of like music reviews too and
but we didn't have a big budget for it, so we're doing it. We're just making it a camera, and it's topical.
instead of
and like
serious,
like it just seemed like
when
I like serious,
it just seemed like
when
I just have a day,
it's just like
I don't think it was any
song,
so it's just like
I don't think it was any,
but yeah, like sometimes it's kind of a
product decision,
but yeah, and I like it when it's a product instead of being
like,
and I like it like
yeah, it's definitely enjoyable to watch, and I think it's definitely enjoyable to watch itself because
I think
it
has a serious
song, but it's not a serious,
you know,
you
have a serious,
you know, the instrument, it's not a serious,
all that,
it's lighthearted, you know, the instrument,
hardication,
and all that,
like
lighthearted, it makes a lot of sense for guitars and that way,
and
it makes a lot of sense
for
ask more
way.
And I guess that when I ask more of love, especially
the cow imagery,
surrounding gangster of love,
I love
cow imagery,
I love,
like, you know, the color,
I love
cow,
I guess you could say
the cover, cow,
like, the bottom,
it's like
hippie
cow
merch
that you got,
prints,
and then hippie cow merch that you got,
the
cow, I guess.
It's really hard to say, a lot of time, it's really hard to say, a lot of time,
when our
attachments
are
returning things,
it's just, like,
images or
icons
or
returning
things, it's just, like,
images or
icons,
I feel like,
going more
times
in a
way,
but I'm, like,
I feel like
we have
more time,
and same with, like,
the tribal
finger
example,
and why,
gangster
of love
is
one
of our,
gangster
of love
is
one
of our,
one of
the song
that
we're trying
to pick, it's
one of
the song
that we're trying
to pick, it's
like,
a direction
I wanted
to go,
and
it's just,
was, like,
a direction
a
while
ago,
just, like,
same
we're seeing
the
high
like,
and
just,
like,
when
like,
you're seeing
them,
I guess,
I mean,
I don't know,
all of a sudden,
you know,
I'm,
I guess,
I don't know,
all of a sudden,
you're just highlighting
something
you
could
build around,
putting
it in
the heart. It
makes a lot of sense, and I remember when you gave a similar answer. I remember when I interviewed
you guys,
you gave a similar answer,
when
I interviewed
you guys,
I was asking about the imagery, and
for
so it seems
that
that has kind of the imagery, and kind
of
it seems that that has just kind of
said,
hey, we
like
this, on brand for
you to
just kind
of
say, hey, we like
this,
here it is,
and
not like
of
that interview that I
did
behind it, and
about your
transition,
but
I did ask about your
transition,
one of you singing it to the next,
very sweet,
one of you singing it,
you
actually
commented
on
how
that style,
and
Matt, you actually commented
on
how that
style
made
a lot
on
this
album,
and
here
we are,
that happening a lot on this album,
between
your last release,
the differences
now,
between
your last release,
really
gotten to now,
or
is there anything
guys
really gotten to
now,
to keep creating
between
the
two,
this one was
between
the two,
or I would say
this
one
was more
collaborative,
or I would say
like
a foundation
level
collaborative,
as opposed
to
either
a
much foundation
level,
as opposed
to either
a bunch of
kind
of so with
that,
I kind
of
opened up more
doors, so with
that,
I would kind
of be having
more
doors that
wouldn't
have,
that
would
there wasn't
songs that
you wouldn't
have
been going
at
it, and ironically,
the two probably
ended up
the most
collaborative
by chance
that we
were not,
you know,
was not
relationship.
By chance,
that
like
we're
not
sure.
You know,
I would say
this one
was
even more
collaborative.
I would say this
one
was even more collaborative.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the new LLC.
Yeah,
I wanted to ask about the new
LLC.
When I first heard that, when
you
first released
the
single, when I
first heard
that,
when you
first
released
the
single,
I was like,
wow,
I
didn't
hear that. I was like, wow, that kind of idea
to say,
to
start,
where
did
that, you know,
create
an LLC like
that?
Never know what's happening.
Or
announce you knew
I
recording.
We
wanted to make a conscious effort. But I think we wanted to make sure that it would exist too
in the world,
just to make sure
it was just
in the world, because
it was just
again like a foreign celebrity gave him that song.
Wanted to
just say it, so that's what came of it.
And it's
really cool that
it
exists.
And definitely, and you guys to kind of wrap up LA, and you're about to go on kind of wrap up a little bit exciting this summer and fall, which is really exciting.
Crossing my fingers, I really hope to go with this.
And he's crossing my fingers without giving any like spoilers or without giving any. Like aesthetically, spoilers or
what
anything,
do you think would be kind of your favorite song from
what
the
do you think would be kind of your favorite
live
song
or something
that
I'll love to play
live
one
day?
Play
live,
there's a handful.
You would love to play live one day.
There's a handful.
Just gonna actually play.
Go ahead, man.
No, I mumble over my own words. I don't know. I
mumble over my own
words.
We just started
playing now.
We just started replaying now
for the first time.
And they're all actually
play them all.
And we're actually playing
one.
They're all
like songs
pretty fun.
And we're actually playing one of these
songs.
Now
and I regret
maybe not on the
other, but
never played
now and
I
or so.
It should be really
never
played
in a different
experience.
It shouldn't be really fast.
Yeah, we've experienced
hardly played on tour.
Yeah, we've
been a half hour.
Hardly played on
tour
for over an hour.
So
every night in
that
over an
hour,
I play
every night
in that
over an
hour, I play
on the
more
songs.
Yeah, for people
who have a
more
and
yeah, for people
who are
another
single
band,
like
extra
cool,
just because
you
like
extra
songs from
like
all 3 hours,
you like
getting your
songs from
all
3 hours,
just
starting
to
people
are just
starting
to listen to
my band,
and the new
stuff
falls
as we
continue to
listen.
I get to hear
when
we start,
but
also
be
really excited
at Summer Brews,
where we
start.
We're
really excited at Summer Brews.
It's
like
the best
time
of year
to
tour.
August
is like
the best
time
of year
to tour.
August
and
September.
Thank you, Matt and Pat, for Super American. Go see them live, everybody.
Super American.
Go see them live,
everybody.
Listen to chatting with me today. Learn a lot about
chatting with me
today. And I can't wait to keep listening to it on repeat like I have.
I can't wait to keep
listening to it on repeat like I have been since its release.
Ladies and gentlemen, this day from the
Minor.
For you, from
the
Minor.
For
you,
tuned in.
Listen to it.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Boney Weekly Update.
You're
listening to
the
Boney Weekly Update.
And
now
you're
listening to
the Boney Weekly Update.
And now
you're
listening
to the Boney Weekly Update.
And now you're
listening to the
Boney Weekly Update.
And now you're listening
to the Boney Weekly
Update.
And now
you're listening
to the
Boney Weekly
Update. And
now
you're listening
to the Boney
Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the Boney
Weekly
Update. And now you're listening to the
Boney Weekly
Update. And now you're
listening
to the Boney Weekly
Update. And now you're
listening
to the
Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're listening
to the
Boney Weekly Update.
And now you're
listening to the Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're listening
to the Boney
Weekly Update. And now you're listening
to the Boney
Weekly Update. And now you're
listening to the
Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're listening
to the Boney
Weekly Update. And now you're
listening to the Boney Weekly
Update. And now you're
listening to the Boney
Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the Boney
Weekly
Update. And now you're listening
to the Boney Weekly
Update. And now
you're
listening
to the
Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the
Boney
Weekly
Update.
And now
you're
listening
to the
Boney Weekly
Update.
And now
you're
listening
to the Boney
Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the Boney Weekly
Update. And now
you're listening
to the
Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the Boney Weekly
Update.
And now you're listening
to the
Boney Weekly
Update.
And now
you're
listening to the
Boney
Weekly
Update.
And now you're
listening
to the Boney
Weekly
Update.
This
has been your news on
WOMY.
Information about
this
event will be on
Campus
Connection.
One day,
mission
arc.
Have a great
Thanksgiving.
Campus
keep it locked.
Warm.
Have a great
Thanksgiving.
And keep it
locked.
Yeah. says to turn my friend upside down.
Says to keep upside down. Says to keep me upside down.
I should be flying, but I know I should be flying too.
You're going to be the new spokesperson. Are you ready to say those lines you rehearsed?
Are you ready to say those lines? Let's do this.
Okay, let's give it a try. New phony spokesperson, take one. New
it's another Saturday night and you're listening to music.
Another Saturday night and you're listening to music.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Coleman Square.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Coleman Square.
This is the Great Curve. This is the Great Curve. This is an on-air test. This is an on-air test. You're calling Wilney. Would you like to ride for that?
You're calling Wilney. Would you like to ride for that? I don't even know anymore.
You're listening to W-O-N-Y Onyanto.
You're listening to W-O-N-Y Onyanto.
Thank
goodness that's over. Thank goodness. Don't forget to keep it locked.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Wilney listeners.
Hi, everybody.
Today, my name is Faith. Today, I'm here with Lisa Heller, who is opening a tonight show with the driver, Erin Duarbrina. Welcome back to Onyanto.
Thank you so much.
You've been here a few times in the past couple years.
You've been here a few times.
How does it feel to be back in this time playing in a big arena, like to be at Duarbrina?
I'm so excited. I honestly just feel honored that you guys wanted to bring me back, and I'm just really excited to be back. How does it feel? Are you excited to open for the Driver era?
Yeah, yeah. I have watched Ross on Disney Channel growing up, so it's really cool to channel like showing up.
Oh yeah, I definitely I was an Austin and Alley girl for sure. So to start off, you know, you've been creating music for a long time since you were about in high school, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How has your approach to songwriting changed since you were a high schooler to now, you know, into your career, immersed into it fully?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changed a bit.
I always started when I was like 13, 14, when I was starting to write, I would always start like on the piano in my parents' house because the Steinway piano got passed down from my great aunt when she passed away, and I was like, I'm going to teach myself to write a song, and it ended up taking like, and I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I ended up going back to the same song like over and over again, and I finally finished it like 6 months later. Like, it took a really long time. So the process is definitely different now. Like, I can write a song sometimes in like half an hour. So it's definitely different. Sometimes it does take a little bit longer. Like, maybe I revisit it. I write it one day and then revisit it another day or something like that. But the process is definitely shortened a bit. Luckily, because that would take a really long time.
I usually
write on the piano. I sometimes like some co-writing with other people. And I bring a guitar to a session. Sometimes write a guitar. I've also written over like if a friend, a producer, starts making like a beat or something, I'll write over that. So it kind of like varies, depends on like what the session is and what we're doing, but I always try to like bring my perspective and like my roots of like writing on that piano and the emotion that I feel and I felt growing up, like writing and that feeling outside of session writing.
When did you decide or like, you know, figure out that you wanted to be a musician, or like just like an organic thing?
Yeah, I honestly like didn't really think that I was gonna do anything with it. It was more just like for my own personal like mental health and stability. I would come home from school after like sports practice and stuff when I was like 14, and I was kind of struggling at the time, but I didn't really realize it until later. But I just like would always go in the living room, sit down at the piano, just be like, all right, I'm just gonna like write a song right now and like just let my feelings out. And it kind of just started as that. Time went on, I kind of just like decided to start putting music out and see what happens. And then one music out video kind of just like went crazy on YouTube. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna like move to LA and just give it a real shot because this is when I would do that and just see what happens. And yeah, I've been there the past few years, and now I'm going on my first like really big tour. And I've gone on my first like three other tours in the past year too. So this year is like kind of been the year. So far.
Yeah, you are going on tour in the fall. You're going to open for Christian French this fall across the United States and stuff. Like, how exciting is that? Like, are you nervous? Or are you more excited than nervous? Or a mix of both?
I'm so excited. I am a little nervous, too. With a broken ankle, it's going to be interesting doing this big of a tour. But I feel like what I've been putting in the past few years of just, like, doing my time, like, just, like, performing shows, whether it's either two people or 5,000, which I've done both, just like figuring out who I am as an artist, who I am as a live performer, what people want when they see me on the stage and everything. Like, I've learned so much about that, and I feel like this is, I wouldn't have been ready a couple years ago. Like, I think this is the time, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really awesome tour, and I'm always curious about like songwriting processes for musicians. Some of them prefer to write the lyrics first, or have an instrumental or things like that to write off of. What is your kind of like that to write off? Like, what do you prefer? Do you prefer to start with the lyrics and then the melody and all that comes after? What's your kind of creative process that comes after?
It definitely varies. I think the songs, so like a lot of times I go into a session, it's like, okay, we have to write a song today. And it's like, okay, so I need to like pull into something, and it's kind of like whatever comes first that you really connect with, is that that's what you go with. So sometimes it's like, oh, we start playing some chords, and then like melody pops in my head, I'm like, oh, I like that melody, and then lyrics kind of just come after.
There's other times where I'm like, I have this lyric idea just randomly pop in my head. Like one time I was driving and my phone was about to die, and I like had this lyric idea and I had to write it on my coffee cup because I didn't have any paper. So I totally depends, I think, on the situation. Sometimes I literally just wake up in the morning and like I have a song idea or a melody idea. So it kind of just depends, like. I don't know if you believe in, like, a higher power or something, but sometimes it just, like, comes. So, like, where did this come from? I don't know. But usually I just lead it to that, and then right from there.
Usually it's
okay, so it varies, just depending on the day, I guess, what happens. That makes a lot of sense. So diving into your music, you know, it's very melodic, very rich vocals, very powerful lyricism. Recently you released your new EP, Damage Control. Could you go into the EP a bit, just starting out? What is, like, the meaning of it to you? So this whole year I've been releasing a song a month, and then every four songs it turns into an EP. So it's like three EPs, and it's kind of just been on this journey, starting from the beginning of the year, and it's going to keep going to the end of the year. And this like middle EP was kind of like the low point, I think. And I wanted to get that across. In a different emotion that you go through when you're in like a low moment. So yeah, the four songs were Downer, Damage Control, Pretend, and Rock Bottom. And Rock Bottom was like the one that's like the very low point. It was like the one bottom. But I wanted to like get that across and like get across like dealing with mental health and stuff like that. But each song definitely has its own kind of each thing to it. So Downer was a little bit more playful. And it's more just like a fun song, but still talking about mental health. And then Pretend was a really fun song that I did with my friends, Nightshift. And that was more just like reflecting on a relationship that has passed and just never lined up correctly. And as I said, Rock Bottom is like the low moment. I think it's my favorite song I've released so far, actually. And then Damage Control was the title track. And that's kind of just wrapping up the EP and talking about how you can reflect on these things and have all these bad thoughts, but sometimes like they're just thoughts. And you can get through them. So that's kind of what I wanted to get across, like, overall.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, you wrote everything so beautifully and elegantly. Like, it just really, it speaks, you know? And that's what I wrote down. I said, like, each song's quite different than the other, and I was inferring, like, each song's representing up and down moves as you just kind of, like, go through your life. That's kind of, you know, kind of a collection of that. Yeah. And I also really love the cover of the EP. I'm, like, a big music, like, cover person. I like to look at them and see, like, kind of what they're about. So, you know, it's you sitting in a room full of records, and you said you have, like, some cool backgrounds and, you know, fun texts and things. Could you explain kind of the inspiration behind it, if there is any, and, like, what it means to you?
Yeah, definitely. So for all the songs on that EP, I actually found this house in L.A., and we were shooting in all these different rooms, and we chose, like, each room based on, like, the mood of the song. So this room in particular, I was like, this is, like, the perfect room to tie the whole EP together, because it has all these vinyl records. It has like this old school retro vibe to it. It has blue, which is my favorite color. And it just kind of like set the mood of
it. It just kind of like
all these different feelings and emotions. And I just felt like it was the perfect kind of setup. So I worked with a photographer, Alyssa, and she's great. And then I worked with my friend Emily, who's like amazing at graphic design. And kind of as a team, we figured out, like, okay, this is what we want to do photography-wise, text-wise, and kind of just like talking-wise,
text-wise.
Oh, that's awesome. You're talking about how Rock Bottom was your favorite song, and I do want to give listeners a little taste of it. Who you are, so it features a different mix of different elements in the EP together all in one that has its, you know, up and down moments in it. So I think we should play it. So this will be Rock Bottom by Lisa Hiller.
This will be Rock Bottom by Lisa.
So that was Rock Bottom. I love that song. One of my favorites off of the EP for sure. And I know a lot goes into figuring out kind of what songs you want to have out into the world. So you had, you know, you released two singles prior on the Pretend, maybe a Downer, and then that one. What was the reasoning kind of for, I guess, all these songs they're teasing to kind of be, I guess, on this specific EP or release now?
On this specific EP.
Yeah, I think that now. Honestly it just felt like organic, and I wanted that to come across with what I was releasing and like the order and stuff. Like, I feel like a lot of people people kind of overthink it, and they're like, I need something to go viral on TikTok, and then I'm going to release that one. And just being in LA and stuff, like, that's something that a lot of people are talking about. And I just wanted to bring it back to, like, what do I feel when I listen to the song? And what would I feel as a listener if I didn't write the song? Like, what would I feel? And I wanted to take people on, like, that journey. It's like, okay, downer is, like, kind of more playful. Like, you don't really want to get too deep in your emotions. Number 10 is a little bit more deep, and then, like, rock bottom is, like, the deepest that you could go, because it's really, like, admitting things about yourself. So I kind of wanted to take people on that journey, and that was kind of the goal, just, like, to bring people in, and, like, if you haven't heard of my music before, to just, like, relate to it. Because I feel like that's what's so powerful about music, is being able to relate to something deeper.
Yeah, definitely. I love how you said that, especially with the point about, you know, TikTok virality. A lot of people, I feel like, are writing for that, so it's nice to see, you know, or in here, things that aren't just for that. And also, like, yeah, music is powerful. Like, it's a powerful tool. Even if you don't listen to a lot of music, you still are consuming it one way or another. So yeah, definitely. So thank you for answering all those questions. Just to get into some fun general questions to learn a little bit more about you, what has been some of your favorite music lately?
Oh my gosh, I've been listening to a lot. Trying to think. Jeremy Zucker has always been one of my favorite artists. I've been listening to him a lot. Also, Remy Wolf. I've been loving her music.
Oh, I love Remy Wolf.
Yeah, those are two of my favorites for sure. They're very different, but I just, like, I love both of those artists.
Yeah, it's good to have a good mix of genres going on, you know? If you could tour with any artist or band, who would you choose?
Ooh, that's really hard. I would maybe say Taylor Swift, just because, like, her lyricism and everything are so powerful, and I really wish I saw her on this tour, but I feel like she's such an amazing artist and person.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would just be, like, the coolest experience ever.
Yeah, I also wanted to go see her, but I was just, like, the ticket prices were crazy, and also, like, you know, nothing around really in New York to go to, honestly. Yeah. But do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you for bringing me back again. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited for the show tonight. Please let me know if you heard my music and you like it. I always check my DMs. So, and my DMs are always open to talk about mental health and stuff. And I think, you know, life is hard out there. So it's really important to, like, have people to talk to and stuff. So thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for coming on. Make sure to check out, if you're in the Oneonta area, make sure to check out Lisa Heller, Luke Mock, and the Driver Era tonight in the Duar Arena. Doors open at 6 p.m. I think tickets are still online, and you can get them in person, I think, at Hunt Union. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Right, and I
try to fix it. The traffic climbs more every day. I can't help but feel I've dragged you along when nothing feels right.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name is Gideon Dean, and you just heard our guest for this morning. Please welcome Allie Sant.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So we just heard your brand new song, The Flood. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
We have not had live music in this studio for so long, and so it's so cool when, like, somebody pulls up with an acoustic guitar and you're like, all right. So that was The Flood. I really want to dive into the recording process for this song, because I've heard it live a lot in the past, like, year or two. Can you tell us a little bit about bringing that into the studio, your collaborative process with other musicians to make it what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is funny because I actually wrote it back in 2018 or 19, somewhere around there. So it's been around for a while. And like 20 different musicians have played this with me, and it's taken on different versions every time. So when I finally was ready to start recording it as a studio version, there were so many directions I could take it in, because I had played it so many different ways, like acoustic with a really like heavy band feel, or with a bunch of harmonies, or none at all and just me. So there were a lot of different directions, and it ended up kind of becoming this country-ish folk rock thing, which I was happy with, and definitely inspired by Fleetwood Mac and the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Little John Mayer. So yeah, and thanks to the musicians I recorded with, it became that kind of folk rock sound that it is now. So I started recording drums for this song back in 2022. And the reason being that it was a side project for a lot of months while I was pursuing other music projects, and then finally it became more of the center of my focus in the past few months. But Dylan Travison played drums on this. He was the drummer and singing double, and he recorded it in Studio A, like on campus, and we had such a great time. Like, he's done all the drums for my solo stuff that I have coming out in the next few months. And then Teddy Holly played lead guitar, and Mike Aaron played bass. And then I actually, do you know the website Fiverr?
I don't think so.
It's one of those hired gun websites where you can pay a musician to like play on your stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I found that really cool like slide guitar sound that's in the final one. That was a guy online who I reached out to. I'm like, hey, do you want to play in my song? And he was so nice and did such a fantastic job. His name's Thomas. But yeah, like the whole recording process was very much like drawn out over 2 years. A lot of it was also, you know, in my apartment closet doing vocals, or in my friends' living rooms and basements, which I feel like goes for a lot of the bands and musicians on campus, that it's very DIY up here.
Mm-hmm.
But we also use the campus studios, so it's definitely a mix. But I can't say enough about the musicians I worked with. They really gave this so much life. So
that's awesome. Yeah, so yeah. You've been a student. You're a senior now, correct?
Yes.
We're graduating together. Okay, cool.
Days.
Yep. Oh my God. Why?
Sorry.
Don't. The countdown, man. It's crazy. But so you've been a student here for the past 4 years in our music industry program. Can you talk a little bit about how that has influenced your musicianship, the people that you've met through that, and how that has kind of shaped the path that you're on?
Ooh, that's a great question. More than anything, the music industry major here has introduced me to so many different kinds of music and helped me hone in and like sharpen some skills I don't think I would have if I didn't go to this program. I came in not really playing bass or playing with, I played with a few bands in high school, but never really like original music so much as I did in college. So learning how to write with other people and figure out how to like be in a group and do some touring and stuff like that. And just also being so inspired by the people in our major and sitting in the fine arts lobby all the time and hearing conversations and people walking past me and sharing their new music. And like, it's just so great.
I always joke, there's these like two tables that are kind of like high up tables next to like the stairs to the second floor. And me and my roommates always joke, that's like the Ali Sand corner, because she is always there.
I'm always there.
Always there. I was like, they should like dedicate like a plaque to her or something.
You are not the first person that said that. A lot of the professors think that it's, they should like get me a name tag for my office kind of thing, because I really do love sitting there. And part of it is because so many opportunities have presented themselves to me just by making myself available and being there. And that's another big thing. I think in Oneonta, people are so willing to collaborate and say, oh, hey, play this show. Like, you would sound great for this. Oh, hey, work with me on this song that I just wrote. And by making yourself available and showing your face a lot, then it'll happen. So that's like what I'm hoping to carry with me after graduation, like just be there and then things will come.
Absolutely. Speaking of the music industry program and kind of the people that you've met through that, mm-hmm. you were in a band, Sing Double. A lot of those musicians played on The Flood. How does that experience being in a band like that influence your solo project, and where do you see it going as a solo artist?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Surprisingly enough, I think that being in a band that maybe has a little bit of a heavier sound than I do made me want to take this solo project and kind of put it in the other direction, just because, not to like separate myself from Sing Double, I loved playing that band, but just to explore genres of music and styles of writing that I felt like maybe weren't suited for Sing Double, but now that I'm doing my own thing, I can just experiment a little bit more. After graduation, I'm hoping to just kind of keep up doing this kind of thing. And part of that is going to be playing Margaritaville at a lot of bars and restaurants for the next few months. But then hopefully afterwards or before then, I can still record and collaborate with people and go a little further outside my hometown.
Absolutely. Unrelated, but I saw on the credits on Instagram that you played the mandolin on this song.
Yes, I tried.
That's like, I just saw that and I was like, there's no way. She just, you play, because you play bass, you play guitar, you play mandolin, you play... Kind of. You just had so many different credits on this song, which I thought was cool.
Thank you.
Like you said, this is the first song off a project that's coming. You've got some music coming this year. What can, like, we expect that to look like?
Sure. I think that you can expect the next few songs I have coming out to not sound anything like The Flood. and I say that just... I say that with excitement, because since I wrote that such a long time ago, the other songs were a little bit more recently written and took on a different sound, which, I mean, I wanted to put Flood out first because, like you said, you've heard it a lot over the past 2 years. I think that anyone who's been to one of my shows at like a house venue in Oneonta or a bar or just Foothills or something like that has heard The Flood, because it's kind of a staple in what in my set list. Yeah. So, but going forward, expect just some different sounds, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so you're going to play one more song for us. Tell us a little bit about what the song is, how it relates to your upcoming project.
Yeah, so actually, funnily enough, this isn't going to be a song off the project that I'll be putting out in the next few months, but I wanted to play it today because I think it represents a little bit more of what my sound will be going forward and stuff I'm writing more recently. I just finished this one like a few months ago. So I wanted to play a new one and not have you hear something I wrote when I was like in high school and a little angsty, so.
Sweet.
This one's called The Wheel.
Looking out at a haze of what's coming to you. Is it good? Is the world still turning round just like it should? You ask me. I press my temple to yours with a seal. I can take some weight off your wheel. I've been down, but it seems the wheel just keeps on turning round. I tell you, I've gotten used to your being around. I've started talking like you. I'm laying down in the dark and the sound. I think I love you. Magnifier of the lines of the landscape of your eyes. It's the love that pull explored when you think you got it, but it's worth some more. Used to you being around. I've started laughing like you. We're laying down in the dark and I found I know I love you. When we talk, when we fight, when life keeps us up at night, I will swear what I can know. When the wheel is turning slow, a waterfall, the turn of time wrinkles me, leaves its lines. You cry out to console me. You down and you hold me. Oh, I've gotten used to you being around. I've started leaning on you. Up and I'll reach for your hand when I didn't mean to. I've gotten used to you being around. I've started walking like you. I'm putting both of my feet on the ground and saying I love you.
That was sick.
Thank you.
Sometimes I look at people just playing guitar and I'm like, how? That was The Wheel.
That was called The Wheel, yeah.
From Ali Sant, our guest this morning on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Her song, The Flood, is out now everywhere you get music. Thank you so
much. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come here. You know you can't be out there with the undead on the loose. I'm going to try to get a radio signal to find help out there. Almost found something. Oh, I got it. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Oh, and check that door. Yeah, keep it locked.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions of pets waiting for a best friend.